Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
ladies and gents, boys and girls, children of all ages, thank you for joining us for what I used to call years ago, Late Night with Dr. D, here on blogtalkradio.com. I appreciate you tuning in, whether you're on the website and a few of you that are in it on the switchboard. We really appreciate it. As we try to get back into the swing of things when it comes to broadcasting, I want to say that I really find the call of the blessing that I have. I guess I can call some loyal supporters or listeners to this broadcast for we wouldn't do it just to do it, but we're glad that some of us are able to get together. And I do apologize for the time changes, but even now there are some technical difficulties that I can't seem to understand, but I'm glad that I'm able to get them out the way now at late night, so then we go back live during the day. We can get everything ready to go, because it is my intention to provide and produce the best show possible. Because although I am not a broadcasting professional, it is my heart's desire to provide the most entertaining and informative show, the most professional show possible, because you spend your time listening as you do other things or as you relax, and I don't want you to ever think that I take that for granted. Late night is different than Real Talk Radio or Live with Dr. D. Late Night with Dr. D really is a show where we kind of can have some casual conversations. I call it a Sunday night recap. We go to different ministries, may have preached different sermons, had different encounters with the Lord, and we get to call in and share those if need be, or maybe get some more information or understanding as the Lord saw fit. And we take that not for granted. So that's why we do it. It is a blessing. We started late night years ago, believe it or not, when I was hosting and running faithfellowshipradio.com. Some of you may recall that. But I found it an honor to do it. It's time-consuming, of course, to do it, but anything worth doing is going to require some time as far as preparation and execution. I had provided some advertisement for today's show. Depending upon which version of social media you saw our advertisement on, I said, I'll answer some questions I got over the last few months, because we haven't broadcast since late October. Wow. For various reasons. So the first question that I'm going to answer or address is one that I got. One of the first ones I got, and it simply is, well, why did you stop broadcasting? What happened to the show? Well, the reality of it is, life changes affect everything, and the great people that I pastor and shepherd at our church, we went through a major transition. We really did went through a major transition, and I was new to the transition. I'm going to be frank and honest with you, and I had to lead people through a process that I myself had not yet gone. It had a great effect on me. And so I just didn't have the energy. Between the radio broadcast, the conference lines, preparing sermons or what have you, and doing the things as far trying to be a husband and a new father, I just didn't have the time. I didn't have the energy, and being attacked on every hand. I hope you get what I'm saying. I just had to let some things go. A lot has transpired in the world of politics since we stopped broadcasting. There's quite a bit that we can talk about. We're going to talk about and share one with another. So we have a week full of conversations. But I want to kind of get some of this out on the air and out in the public now, so that when we do go live again in the morning or later on tomorrow afternoon, whenever we decide to broadcast, some of these things don't take up so much airtime. As I said earlier, I don't ever want you, the listeners of this show, or any broadcast show that I do, any sermon that I preach or teaching I do or whatever, I don't ever want you to think that I take for granted. I don't expect people to do anything other than what they do. If a person decides to come to church, if a person decides to tune in, I think that's a privilege because we serve a God who requires us to praise him, but you know what? If we choose not to, they let us take the consequences of not praising him. Does that make sense? And so I never want to be an idol to anybody. So I never just assume, oh, well, you know, the people I pastor, the people I know are going to be on, because I don't do that. People have lives, and this thing is extra. So that's why I stopped broadcasting. Part two, this is a personal one. Why isn't your wife ever on co-hosting with you? Well, first of all, that's a very personal question. But my wife works, and her schedule doesn't permit it at the time that we broadcast for her to be on a live co-hosting. That's why if you listen to the show faithfully, she calls in when she can. And like some of you, she listens more than she responds. So that's why that is. And you know, I was going to go a different way with that answer, but we're going to let that one roll for now. Amen. Young Lord. Amen. So that's that. I don't know if you any wrestling fans out there, but as I do this show, I just watched the WWE Royal Rumble. Yes, it's fake. Yes, it's fake. But the drama. The drama's there. Amen. Some of you watch soap operas, and that's fake too. Praise the Lord. Amen. But Triple H is your new reigning WWE World Heavyweight Champion. He's the winner of the Royal Rumble, so I figured I'd put it out there for you. But this time around. This time around on Blog Talk or any show we do, we're going to put extra effort to have more information. One of the things that I noticed the last time we broadcast is that some of the listeners got their news primarily from us. And although I didn't think that was the wisest thing, because we do a lot of editorializing and commentary on this broadcast, on this show, I come to realize there is a responsibility to that. So we want to make sure that we give the most information, most accurate information, and make sure we give the proper information that you, the listeners, can follow up with to find out what's going on in and around your community. And so there you go with that. And so, well, you know, I'm reading. So that's that. There's quite a bit. I didn't want to get into a lot of the new stuff tonight for time purposes, but I said I was going to get into relationships, and that's what I started to say. If you've been listening, or should I say if you followed us, you saw that particular advertisement on Facebook. I don't think I put it on the gram, but relationships. I'm asking about a lot of things about relationships. I don't know how I became so sought after in that. But and whether it's marriage, whether it's a friendship, I think that one of the main aspects of a healthy relationship is realizing that it takes work. I think relationships begin to dwindle and die. We take them for granted. When they become one-sided, when we just feel that the other person understands. And so because of that, we don't talk. We don't express ourselves. We don't require ourselves to be what we need from someone else. Let me say that again. When you and I don't require ourselves to be what we need from someone else, if you know you'd like to be text every day or told you're beautiful or encouraged in different aspects of your life, I feel there's an obligation that we have one to another to do that with other people. You reap what you sow. Amen. And here's the thing. One of the things I'm learning, even in marriage, is no matter how much I may have known my wife before I married her, when I married her, she became like a new person. There's a different side of her. There are different needs that she possesses. And watch this. It's my obligation to desire to want to meet them. It's my obligation to desire to want to meet her needs. It's her obligation to communicate those needs to me. And where I slack in my fulfilling of her, where I slack in the fulfilling of her desire, or where she slacks in communicating of those desires, then we need to meet in the middle, have mutual ground. Again, I kind of stumbled all through that, but I'm going to say that again. Where I slack in my desire to meet a need, and where she lacks in communicating that need, it takes both of us. Both of us to meet in the ground, because if we're not happy, there's no point. And that's not to say every day is going to be a good day. You need rain in a relationship. But this past week I was in Atlanta, Georgia. I attended a leadership conclave for a fellowship that I'm a part of called Kingdom Destiny Fellowship International, with the presiding bishop is Bishop Derek Mount Robinson. And one of the breakout sessions that were held, one of the leaders, and please forgive me for not knowing the name of the individual, but talking about relationships, made a great comment, and it stuck with me. The comment was, either you're going to be serious about the relationship or you're going to be serious about the divorce. And that's huge. Either you're going to be serious about the relationship or you're going to be serious about the divorce. And as I meditated on that comment, I realized that you can't have it both ways. Either we're going to be doing those things that are beneficial and fruitful toward the relationship, making it healthy, making it grow, making it prosperous, making it beneficial and all those things, or we're going to put ourselves in a situation where we're going to do the opposite. We're going to speak death. We're going to cut. We're going to maim. We're going to destroy the thing that we say we want. And the reality of that, brothers and sisters, is simply this, is a choice that you will not make. And I think that's one of the greatest things that I took away from the conclave about relationships. It is so simplistically said to understand that wherever we put our, doesn't the Bible say, wherever we put our energy, wherever our treasure is, wherever our mind is, where our treasure is. And a lot of times I think that when it comes to relationship, and again, this just isn't in marriage. This is in every aspect. This is in business relationships. If we don't put the fruitfulness or the effort, we don't put the work, that's the word I'm looking for, into relationship, we cannot be surprised, upset, or mad if it dies, if it spoils, if it sours. It takes some getting used to. In this broadcast, before I forgot to get the number. I'm not by myself. I know there are a number of you on the on the switchboard. If you want to call in and get your comments, you can. The call-in number is 516-387-1299. 516-387-1299 is the call-in number. That's how you get live on the air here with me. And we'll get you on as quick as possible to give you a commentary, your insight, or your thought about what we're talking about right now here on Live with Dr. D on blogtalkradio.com. But, yeah, serious about of a relationship or the life of the relationship or serious about its divorce, the demise, the death of it. And when you look at it like that, you realize that it doesn't take putting the responsibility on other people. It really doesn't. Now, here's the trick in that, though, and I hear what somebody's saying. What about Davenport, when you are in a relationship and it seems like you're the only one trying? It seems like you're putting all the effort in and you're not getting it in return. What happens when it feels like my partner has given up on what we're supposed to be in mutually? How do you handle that? Well, and let me say this. Every relationship is specific to the individual. And my question would be, have you communicated to your relationship mate, your husband, your wife, your business partner, your best friend? Have you communicated with them that you feel they've checked out? Because maybe they don't realize that. Maybe they don't understand that their actions are speaking to a point that they don't want to be in a relationship with you anymore. Have you expressed that to them? Have you told that to them? Because, if you haven't communicated that with them, it is foolhardy, it is wrong to assume that they know. Because, again, in a relationship, yes, it's two people or more in a relationship, but we have an obligation one to another, and that's just the reality of it. Even our relationship with God, we have a responsibility to foster and to grow that relationship with Him. We want all His provisions. We want His promises. We want His power. We boast about the title He's put on our life. We'll praise Him when He brings us out. Amen. When he makes a way out of no way, when He provides that bread and a starving land, water and dry places, you know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to get on the run, but I got to finish it. Shoes on your feet, clothes on your back, woke you up this morning with a portion of health and strength. You know all those things. That this is what I would normally say. You know Jesus, don't you? Yeah, but I'm not going to do that. We love to talk about all the things that He does for us because He first loved us, but we fail to realize that we have a responsibility unto Him as well to praise Him, to witness for Him, to serve Him, to learn of Him, to grow in Him, which is a suffering thing. It takes work Now, the Bible says, by many trials and much tribulation must we enter into the kingdom of heaven. It takes work. There's strife. There's depression. There's near destruction and all those things that we must endure to get his glory, to bring his name fame, so that we can prove that right and perfect will of God. Ability that you and I cannot shake, cannot run from, and cannot overlook. But, you know, when you think about it, that's fair. It really is. It's fair that we share in a relationship that we say we want, the relationship that we have fought after. I'm chasing after you no matter what I gotta do. I need you. It's great to say all that, but you got to, if you're chasing after him, you got to get sweat in your brow. Amen. Your calves got to get tight. Your thighs got to shake. The back of your hamstrings got to get pulled if you're going to keep running for Jesus. But that's just not just an out savior, because that's the ultimate expression of a relationship. But he even says, how can you say you love me whom you've never seen, and you don't love your brother whom you see every day? Again, the Lord is telling us there's some responsibilities that we have to a relationship. And the Lord let us say, the Lord gave us quite a bit of liberty in our morning worship experience today to say some things that spoke to the nook and crannies of that thing. And there was such a liberty to say some things in the sanctuary of God to God's chosen and elect people that I'm reluctant to share them on the air, which is crazy. But when you have I'll say this about New Mission, when you have a people that really desire the sincere truth of the word, the Lord will give you that liberty. But, you know, in your, when I say your, I mean mine, I mean our endeavors for a healthy relationship, I think we need to, again, be encouraged that we have a responsibility to one to another. We have a responsibility that doesn't shake, doesn't change. And I've learned this, and I experience this quite often. Thank you. I'll read it some time. Thank you so much. Listen. If you're in a relationship, a serious relationship, I'm talking now engaged to married or married. If you're in that type of relationship, if you've been dating, some folks think that dating isn't Christian. I haven't read that. Dating can be dangerous if you're not mature enough. I'll grant you that. You have to understand that no one else can really qualify or even really quantify the characteristics of a relationship. What I mean, just because your girl who know you, your ride or die, have been married 10 years or whatever, they really can't speak to the quality or the characteristics of your relationship, because she or he and their mate is different than you and yours. Now, there are some life lessons, there are some principles, like communication, trust. There are some universal things that we all can relate to. That's true enough. But as far as, you know what, maybe you need to lay on the left side of the bed because my man, like, you know, when I sleep on the left, I sleep on the right. Stuff like that. You got to be careful to those things. We said today at service, one of the things I remember the Lord letting us say is that our perception is important. It's not just so much of what we see, but how we see a thing. I feel churchy already. That is the truth. It really makes a difference. Not just what we see, but how we see a thing. And brother, sister, let me tell you something. Just because something appears to be quote unquote bad, when you talk about it to your friends, you know it's not as bad as it's going to sound. And because of that, perspective is important. What do I mean? You have to be very mindful of letting people tell you how your relationship is, especially if they're not in one themselves or they have a history of failure. Proper perspective is important, and you have to understand that. A lot of people, I'm sure, if we were to open the line and take calls, some of us could testify that we've had some relationships that were spoiled or even ruined because we listened to the wrong people. Now, how many times are we going to make that mistake? How many times are we going to do that, that disservice, that injustice? You get what I'm saying? So there's a responsibility to relationship that you and I need to understand. I intended for this to be a 30-minute broadcast. I got to get back in the swing of things. It's late because I want to pray before we end and before you retire late or go to sleep or at work, wherever you may be. But I think prayer is important. You'll see a lot more, hear a lot more of that throughout our broadcast, whether at night or during the day when we broadcast. I know somebody wants to know what's the schedule. You know, I have to get back with you on that because it has to be about excellence. If I can't do it in excellence, I don't want to do it at all. You know, I want to make sure things are done properly. But I'm going to try to make it as convenient for excellence as possible. You like that? I'm going to try to make it as convenient for excellence as possible so that we can definitely come together and share and have a good time doing that. Amen. But we're about coming down to the last couple of minutes of this particular broadcast. I want to tell you again, I appreciate you. I love you. I thank you so much. I know over time, but you know what? Wisdom is the principal thing. And since we did change the time so many different times, there's so many of you on, I am encouraged to go on a little further, but that's vanity. And I don't want to be vain. I don't want to take advantage of that. So I want to pray for us, and we'll let you go. Follow us on Facebook and, of course, on Instagram. Join us if you're up at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday for our 7 minutes of power. We do gather every Monday through Friday for 7 minutes. We're going to start sharply at 7 o'clock and end no later than 7:07. Or 7 minutes of power is going to be scripture, prayer, and there's a few words about what we read. Amen. You can feel free to do that. Follow us on Facebook or the Instagram. Why it's still Instagram, but on Instagram to get the number. But I want to pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for being able to come on the air again today. Lord, for thank you for bringing us over these technical difficulties that we're still experiencing now. Ask God your choices and blessing on every household, every listener to this broadcast. I pray, oh God, that something has been said already to touch and agree with their spirit. Matthew, I'm praying, Lord, for a sweet night's rest. Only rest you can provide. Only rest you can give. I ask, Lord, for the peace that only comes from your lips to surround our homes. Bless your angels of protection, oh God, that you've given charge to watch over us, to keep us all night long. Father God, we rebuke whispering spirits now. We blind principalities and pluck out the eyes of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We bind them with the blood of the Lamb and cast them off the dry places, never to rise again. Remove the sin of our home, our children, our lives, our ministry, and our anointing from their nostrils, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they can never find us again. God, we burn them with the Holy Ghost. Now, God, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you forgive us for all our sins, our transgressions, our simple thoughts, our evil ways. Forgive us, Father, for not showing love in proper places. And forgive us for missing every opportunity, Lord, to show you to someone else when it comes to love. Father God, forgive us, but restore us now, creating us a clean heart and renew the right spirit inside of us. Oh God, we will combat loneliness with love. Father God, frustration with faith. Master, we know that you are a restorer, a redeemer. And as Job told them friends of his, I know that my redeemer yet lives. God, thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you for your care. Thank you for your tender mercy. Now, God bless us now. And then we come again in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to this Late Night with Dr. D. Tell a friend. Tell somebody else. Thank you for your support. God bless you.